Welcome to another episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. I'm Josh Kincaid, and I'm very grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in, for joining, for sharing this interest in being a more responsible reader of Scripture. Have you ever been to like an awards banquet and you've seen someone given a Good Samaritan Award? Or maybe you heard a news story of a passerby who helped someone in need and they were referred to as a Good Samaritan. I think this is an interesting example of how a biblical phrase has become pretty commonly used, but I'm also pretty sure we've lost its meaning and impact. And so in today's episode, we're going to talk about why Good Samaritan is sort of an insult. Let's go to Scripture and visit Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. The first thing to note is that the phrase Good Samaritan doesn't show up anywhere in this story or really anywhere in Scripture. It's like a unit heading in a lot of translations, but those got added later just to help us find things and see how the stories were organized. It's not really a wrong summary of the parable, the phrase Good Samaritan, but it's kind of been bumper stickerized, and I think it's lost its meaning. The backstory for the parable is this. Jesus is speaking to some sort of crowd, and a lawyer speaks up and asks what he must do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus basically says, well, what does the law say? And the lawyer says, love God with everything you have and love your neighbor. And he's there quoting from two Old Testament passages, which he obviously knows pretty well. And Jesus answers and he says, yes, you're right. Keep those commands and you'll live forever. Now, the lawyer, being a lawyer, wants some specifics on the rule. He wants some parameters. The NIV says he wanted to justify himself. So he's basically saying, okay, I know who God is, and I know how to love God, but if I'm supposed to love my neighbor, Jesus, I need you to define that. Like, how many houses down counts as a neighbor? What's the geographical boundary for who my neighbor is? Or is this like anyone in my neighborhood? He's wanting Jesus to draw some boundaries around who he has to love. That's the prompt for Jesus' story. So Jesus answers the question of who's my neighbor by telling a story about a man going from Jerusalem to Jericho down a pretty well-known dangerous path. This guy gets attacked by robbers and beaten, and two characters pass by first, a priest and a Levite. Now, since they're headed from Jerusalem to Jericho, it seems that Jesus is imagining them headed home from worship, because Jerusalem's where you would go to worship. So they've just done their godly duty of worship. They've affirmed their commitments to love God and neighbor at their worship. They're headed home. And now on their way back, what are they going to do when tested on those commitments? Well, they pass by. And at this point, I think Jesus' audience would probably have been confused because the priests and the Levites, I mean, those are the holy people. They're the ones who would do the right thing. They're the expected heroes. And in this story, they just leave the guy there. And now our final person in the story comes along, who's a Samaritan. Jews, like the ones who would have been listening to Jesus tell the story, despised Samaritans. They weren't just any foreigners. They were, as the Jews might have thought of them, half-breed apostates. Jews despised them for their ethnicity. They were sort of half-Jewish and their beliefs. They had their own version of Scripture and their own equivalent of Mount Sinai. You can get a little glimpse of this when Jesus talks to the Samaritan woman in John 4. If you look at verse 19 and following, the woman says, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." And Jesus says, "Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews." You know how sometimes you get more mad at people who are sort of like you, but differ in a few key ways, than you are mad at people who are, like, obviously different? That's what's going on in this story. Jesus couldn't have picked a worse kind of person to be the hero in this story. And that is the scandal of the story. No doubt Jesus' hearers would have been shocked. Good Samaritan would have been an oxymoron to them. It would have been like a character in a comedy play. Such a thing didn't exist. So calling someone a Good Samaritan is kind of like an insult, because in its original context, it would have meant something like, hey, you know, for a completely awful person, what you did wasn't too shabby. But I know no one really means that when they say that phrase. Okay, why does this matter? Why am I messing with this phrase? Why can't I just leave well enough alone? Listen, I don't care that people are using it a little bit different than its original meaning. I love it when we recognize the value of praising people for showing mercy. I love when people get awards to set examples for others for how they should act. So I don't really care that that phrase is not used quite accurately. So what? We should keep giving awards and recognizing people. But knowing the original context matters because I think it makes this phrase even richer, and I think it convicts us. Someone's ability to show mercy is not dependent on their righteousness. The Jews would have vehemently denied the righteousness of the Samaritan, but in Jesus' story, they could not deny his mercy. And that's how Jesus wraps up the story. The lawyer's question was, "Who is my neighbor?" But Jesus doesn't answer that question. He answers a different question. How do I act like a neighbor? And the lawyer is forced to confess by showing mercy. And this story convicts us that all the right beliefs and even some right actions are only useful when accompanied by the right action of mercy, no matter who we are, no matter who the recipient of mercy is. Thanks for taking a minute to listen to this talk about the Good Samaritan and how it might even be more meaningful if we knew the original context in which it was used. I appreciate those of you who are sharing these episodes. If you haven't already, please subscribe and leave a review. That'll help more people discover this. By the way, I've done a full-length video and audio course on this broad topic of reading responsibly, where we treat each section of scripture in a lesson, kind of a broad overview of responsible reading tips. That course is available free from Memorial Road Church of Christ's online learning portal. You can find that at mrcc.org/thewell. It is free to enroll. I hope you'll consider doing that and going through some more of these topics. Thank you for joining with me as we try to read the Bible responsibly.